The next section we're going to be covering is what has been holding you back, the financial fears. So many people hang on to their money fears long after the danger has passed and worry about things that will never happen. How much of what you worry about actually happens? Although I consider myself as being sensible with money and I feel at ease talking about money now, but it wasn't always like this. I was always worried about money, and my pattern was that I wasn't financially literate. I believe this because initially my father took control of the finances, and when I got married, my husband did. It was only when I became a single parent that I had to take control of the finances myself and manage money. I was also brought up, if you didn't have money, then you don't spend it. Don't use your credit cards or any other form of loan. However, when I started investing in property, I had to refocus, retrain my mindset on how I perceived and saw debt and applying and working on the principles that Robert and Kim Kiyosaki talk about regarding good debt and bad debt to increase your wealth. Women together have a history of suffering and fear when it comes to money and power, and it still exists in women today. There are many women out there who do not even know that they have blocks, as the fears are so often unconscious and therefore creating limiting beliefs that they are getting in the way of their financial success. Unfortunately, the reality is that most of the world's wealth is still controlled by men. There is no need for me to provide the history of why and how this has occurred, but rather to the point that true economic equality is still a work in progress. We all have our conditioned beliefs about reality and life. When it comes to money, there are fears that many generations of women are hanging on to. There is a long history of women holding the fort while the men went out to earn the living. There is also a history of imbalances that lead to the empowerment and the abuse. There are many cultures today that still have systems that financially disempower women. Even in the United Kingdom, the financial shift is still quite recent and it's still a work in progress in this country as well. Women finally got to vote in the UK in 1918 and men got paid more for the same job that the women counterparts did. Although there has been a significant progress made, we cannot ignore the history legacy experienced by women in relation to wealth and financial expression. Some of this history has been embedded itself in the common psyche of women, and it is not unusual for every successful woman to hold those limiting beliefs. I have also worked with many women who feel they do not have what it takes to be financially successful. There are also those who are suspicious of success and power. Would you like to hear some of the limiting beliefs that women commonly experience when it comes to wealth? Well, here we go. Well, one, wealth means power and power is bad. Two, I am not worthy of success and abundance. Three, I have to hang on to everything and prepare because something terrible might happen. Number five. I was just testing if you were listening. So number five is wealth is selfish. Number six is wealth makes people evil. Number seven, I have to work hard to be wealthy. Number eight, there is never going to be enough. Number nine, I'd need more money to be happy. Number 10, money doesn't make me happy. Number 11, I have to suffer to succeed. Number 12, it's not acceptable to talk about money and wealth. Number 13, to enjoy wealth, that would be an indulgence. Number 14, I am too busy to spend time on money matters. Now coming to the section where you do your self-examination exercise. This will take about 15 minutes. So now to write down, what are your worst money fears? What are your limiting beliefs about these fears? Brainstorm every money fear you can think of. Write down what keeps you up at night. Write down Consider how you can overcome these fears, even if you don't believe them right now. Just brainstorm, and we can build on this over the next few sessions.